This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ore from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday the 14th of June. Coming up, billions of dollars pledged to vaccinate kids against diseases, tennis star Serena Williams back on top form, and a 112-kilometre swim for a record-breaking granny. But first to Tunisia in North Africa, where the former president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, is to go on trial next week. He's been accused of a number of crimes, but as he's currently in Saudi Arabia, the trial will go ahead without him present. Ben Ali was ousted from his role as president in January after mass protests in Tunisia. What happened there inspired protesters in other countries such as Egypt, Libya and Syria to demonstrate against their rulers. Last week we told you that world governments were being asked to do more to help children get vaccinated against deadly diseases. Well, good news. Lots of countries have now pledged money, around $4.3 billion, which exceeded expectations. Officials say this funding milestone will save more than 4 million lives in the next few years. As well as countries, American computing tycoon Bill Gates also pledged $1 billion to the cause, saying in the past the kids who needed the vaccines the most were the ones that didn't get them.
The poorest children were actually the most susceptible to these diseases, and the benefit of giving them the vaccine is the highest, and yet in the past they've been the ones who don't get it.
Now it's a week until tennis's most famous Grand Slam tournament, Wimbledon, begins, and 2010 winner Serena Williams is back in action. She suffered health problems after last year's Wimbledon final and has admitted that she feared she'd never make a return to the game. Serena says she missed the tennis way of life.
It's kind of weird when you're on the tour for so many years like I have been, and I don't even want to say how long. It's like you become a big family, and you see these girls every week, or you see the players every week, or you see the staff and the tour, and it's just like, it's your life, you know, and it's like you totally miss your life and your way of being, and then you miss trophies, and then you miss opportunities where, like, maybe I could have won that, or maybe I couldn't have, and gosh, so that's what I miss a lot.
Now, Serena Williams has won lots of tennis tournaments, and for today's question, we want to know how many Grand Slam tournaments there are each year. Yesterday, we asked you what's special about a tiger's stripes, and the answer is that a tiger's stripes are unique. No two tigers have the same pattern. And just before we go, an Australian grandmother has set a new world record for an unassisted solo ocean swim. Penny swam 112 kilometres between Grand Cayman Island and Little Cayman in the Caribbean, braving the waters for almost 41 hours to complete the journey. But she's no stranger to record breaking. Penny was the first woman to swim the Alanui-Haha Channel from Hawaii to Maui, and the first person to swim from Santa Barbara Island to Point Vincent on the Los Angeles coast. What will she do next? Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.